It's 8:55 and 53 degrees right now in Urbana. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Tuesday morning. We bring in Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal. And Pete, it was kind of a mixed day for commodities yesterday. What are we seeing so far here today?
Well, we're seeing a mixed day also today. Corn's at about a 3 cent range. We've been both sides on the corn at the moment. We are on the low, down one at 391 in December. We were up one and a half at 393 and a half. Corn had recovered quite a bit after Friday's USDA report, Friday and again yesterday, and we were up nicely. But after going up so far, there's a little profit taking. But the acreage being only 90 million has helped hold corn up, whereas the bean acreage, which came in at 89.5 million, bigger than expected, helped continue to push beans down. Today they've bounced a little after being pushed down over 90 cents in the last month, and they are up 2 to 3 at the moment, but I don't know that they can go very far. They've had a 5 cent range today, and they last week after that USD report on Friday, they were down in the teens, and they were down again yesterday. Today we have corn down a penny and beans up 2 to 3, which is opposite of what we've been doing, but I think it's a little profit-taking here ahead of everything. Wheat has continued to be back and forth also. Smaller acres of wheat here are helping us, but big supply of wheat in the world helping hold it from going very far. Another negative on the beans that we've seen is they continue to raise yields in South America on beans. They also raise them on corn. They're producing a lot of corn now also, but in general, the idea is beans to go lower, corn to go higher on bigger bean acreage and crop and a smaller corn acreage and crop. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that update. We appreciate it here on this Tuesday morning. One other note here for you this morning. USDA export inspections for corn came in at 1.475 million metric tons, 6% below the previous week, but 35% above the same week a year ago. Year-to-date exports are almost 70% larger than 1 year ago, and the monthly USDA grain crushing report showed 423.5 million bushels of corn went into the ethanol plant system in February. That's up 0.6% from February 2016. Use was down from January because of fewer operating days. Let's take a look at current conditions in the WIOL listening area. We're at 52 degrees with cloudy skies on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Relative humidity at 88%, barometric pressure 29.67 inches and rising. And looking around, lots of cloud cover here so far today. And no rain right now on the radar here in east central Illinois, but that could come back in tonight, especially overnight. Right now, 50 degrees in Danville, 49 degrees in Pontiac, also 50 degrees at this hour in Bloomington Normal, 52 in Decatur, 53 in Charleston Mattoon, also 53 degrees in Paris, and 52 degrees in Rantoul. In your WIOL weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 60 degrees, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light rain likely toward morning with a low of 45 degrees, northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 58 degrees, an east-northeast wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies with rain showers likely, a low of 38 degrees, and Thursday, cloudy and colder, a chance of light rain and a few light snow flurries. Look for a high of 48 degrees and a northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Stay with us. 2 hours of On Point coming up next. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 52 degrees at 9 o'clock.